This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to get back to our series on NAFTA here in a bit, but here is another story from the Marketplace desk of, yes, Virginia, it is a global economy. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Apple is going to start assembling iPhones in Bangalore, India, within a month or two. India is the world's second largest smartphone market and growing fast. It is just what Apple needs if it wants to keep growing. So the upside is big, but it is not without some hurdles, as Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports.
When it comes to big, untapped markets, like what China once was, Apple's running out of places to go. Neil Modson is Executive Director of Strategy Analytics.
There are very few markets left where Apple iPhone can make a serious difference to the bottom line.
And smartphone shipments to India were up 18% last year, compared to 3% globally.
India is really the last remaining piece in the jigsaw puzzle.
But it's not just there for the taking. Apple has a price problem, says Tarun Pathak, an analyst with Counterpoint Research.
iPhone is almost like four times more expensive than the average price of smartphone in India.
iPhones there cost about $525, and most of them are older models. Pathak says assembling iPhones in India could bring the price down by $100 or so. He says right now, Apple has less than 5% of the smartphone market share, but it also has something else.
People go crazy to buy this brand.
He says part of Apple's strategy is to bring buyers in with cheaper models.
They want to make it more and more affordable, so that once the people get locked on to their ecosystem, they will eventually upgrade.
Still, Apple will face some steep competition, and not just from big international players. Again, here's Modson.
They're also competing with local Indian players with strong local Indian marketing.
That's why Apple's long-term plan is to manufacture in India and open retail stores. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.